And I did, in fact, mention that I think you and Evan Roberts, I'm going to call it a metaphorical L.
Okay.
I'm not even going to waste your time putting the L on it.
All right. Where is... I guess the L is in here somewhere.
Do you want to guess what you...
I have no idea.
Okay.
I truly don't.
I want to ask you something.
I don't remember things that I did a week ago.
Oh, it was a big argument that I had versus you and Evan on the same side.
You... I don't remember.
Well, it started a tidal wave of talk on the station, so let me just say this. What happens last night if Jazz Chisholm's sucking on a lollipop with a stick when Jason Dominguez basically elbows him in the head and he falls to the ground?
Okay, I see.
Even if the stick's not there, what happens if there's a big old blow pop in his mouth?
He's probably choking and has like damage to his esophagus.
Did you see him looking to grab for air last night?
Yes,
as he's doing that. So when we said just a week ago, how bad is it to have a lollipop in your mouth?
Hold on. He does it when he had the lollipop. He was trying to finish the lollipop so he could get to the gum in the middle, and he couldn't finish it.
Okay.
And he usually twists the stick or bites the stick off, as he told us after the fact.
Uh-huh.
He just couldn't do it.
So what if that exact moment and exact play happened as he was trying to twist the stick off last week?
How about I just give you a W?
Couldn't he have choked on sunflower seeds, though, too, or gum, or anything?
But a stick is just, it just looks worse, Connor.
Looks bad. And I want to, Connor, I'm glad you mentioned that, because you're only the 47th person to bring this to my attention. I'm anti-eating sunflower seeds in the field, too. I used to crush A-Rod for a batting with a four-course meal in his mouth. I'm anti that, too.
Sometimes you get hungry out there.
I know. It's a long day.
But the point is...
you need some nourishment, some sugar.
You could have really had a dangerous situation. You could have had a dangerous situation.
No, you're right. Now, in that situation, especially if he had been knocked unconscious...
Yeah.
Because he got hit pretty hard by Jason Dominguez, who's not a small guy. Basically, elbow to head.
Yes.
And if he's unconscious, has a stick in his mouth, it goes in his throat, then he could have choked.
Yeah, I agree. Now, there's also a lesson to be learned here for the Yankees. And again, we'll get right to your calls here in a second. Remember, we have monitored this for a long time. And I have my questions about Austin Wells this year. Whether it was Anthony Volpe last year, whether it was Rizzo with a concussion, ironically enough, because Jazz is in concussion protocol. Whether it was the Clark Schmidt, they knew something was going on around the no-hitter. Remember all that last year? Mark Leiter with the form. The Yankees, whether it's coincidence or not, have been horrendous at diagnosing injuries until they are too late.
Right.
If I am the Yankees, I am being extra cautious with Jazz Chisholm. I'm learning from my own mistakes. Even if he gets cleared from, it's not a concussion, he gets cleared out of the protocol, I would put Jazz Chisholm on the 10-day IL and just make sure everything is right.
Yeah, get him back after the All-Star break.
That's it. You don't want to put him in a spot where now he's like, I don't know, not clear 5 days from now, but you thought he was all right and things are off and now he's like not swinging right. And then all of a sudden we find out in 2 months like Anthony Rizzo, turned out he did have a concussion and they're hard to predict. To me, Tiki, just play it safe with Jazz. Like he's too important a player ultimately.
Yeah, I mean, again, and so Jazz, just like I think most athletes, when something like this happens, they want to be fine as soon as possible. Like in their minds, they're saying, I need to play. I want to play. I want to play. I want to play. And it's a cliche, but we say it all the time. You got to protect them from themselves. And I think that's likely to be the circumstance with Jazz. He's going to want to play.
He's going to want to play.
But diagnosing concussions are hard. And the NFL has gone through a lot of research and processes to make it detectable when you do have a concussion. I don't know if baseball's done that.
No.
I don't know if baseball players have to take a pre-test, a baseline test, so that if you do get a concussion, because it's so unlikely in baseball that you measure yourself against what your pre-test was. Like, I don't think the protocols are there for that. And so you really got to make sure that he's fine. And you got to protect him from wanting to get back out there and play, because you know he wants to. You just sometimes can't allow it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want to get to the end of the year where we're second-guessing, did they mishandle the Jazz situation?
Right.
Because
we saw it happen to Rizzo.
Exactly.
It destroyed that half of his season.
Yep. And I'm already questioning Austin Wells this year. Like, is something off? He had that, test, and they tested everything fine, but he hasn't looked the same. The Yankees, unfortunately, have left us up for debate on whether they know how to handle injuries or not. For whether that's fair or not, that's just been the case with them. 888-808-1019. Pat in Astoria. Pat, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man?
So, to quote the great Yankee manager, that's what we do, baby. You got to love this stuff. What do we love, Booney? Putting our hands on our knees and blowing bubbles while we lose 11 of 12 games. Like, he does this every single year, this guy. And he goes and he coddles his players. So, my finger is firmly on the panic button with this guy. because I know we're – but then we're going to get to the trade deadline. We're going to trade for pitching, and then Cashman's going to say, oh, we got Judge Ian Grisham back. We'll be fine. I just don't trust this guy.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit there, but no, we hear you. We hear you. That's the sentiment. Because you're going to get tricked to thinking it's okay with the age-old, oh, we're going to get Judge and Stanton back. It's like we got a trade deadline acquisition.
And that's, you know, that's coming. The old will brace for impact.
That drives me crazy. I will. I never scream. I will scream if I hear that.
You gotta eat this stuff up. It's a sickness.
It's a sickness. You gotta. No, you're at Tiki. You have to. Now look, they're not gonna sell you on Judge being the. Well, they, I don't know.
I mean, you never know, dude.
I say it because Judge is probably not gonna be back at the deadline. Giancarlo could be.
Yeah.
And they could. They'll bring up Clark Schmidt coming back soon because he's throwing, and they'll bring up Fried. Like that'll all be deadline stuff. They're gonna say it. But the truth is, even when they're all healthy, the Yankees still need to add to the deadline and not do the get the second best reliever. Like I said yesterday, and I actually, for some reason in my gut, trust Brian Cashman this deadline. Am I a sucker?
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
But I kind of get the vibe he's going to go more all in than in the past.
I just feel like it's been different this year. We talked about this earlier in the year when the Anthony Volpe situation emerged because Volpe got healthy, went through his rehab assignment. He felt like he was ready to come back, and we were thinking, well, who's playing short? It's going to be Anthony Volpe. And then they sent him, they reinstated him and then optioned him down to the minors.
And it wasn't until Caballero got hurt
that
he came back
up. And he wouldn't, I mean, Volpe wouldn't, might not have gotten his chance if Caballero hadn't gotten hurt. And obviously he came back and they have an interesting platoon going on right now, but
But it's also
it just felt how they managed it was so much different than how they previously have managed the Golden Boy.
Absolutely.
In that sense.
Absolutely. Even things like sending Luis Heald down. Now he ended up being hurt. Sending Luis Heald down, not getting started. Like, they have made the tough decisions. They need to add significantly to this team. Brian in Northport. Brian, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
All's well.
So, you know, the Knicks championship win masking my indifference towards the Yankees issues is officially over. So,
that was quick.
Is going to get fired? No. I don't.
No.
I think we're, you know, it's baseball. There's a lot left. It would take something crazy like the Red Sox catching us. But I do think at the end of the year, if we're not at least in the World Series or win, which I don't think this team is going to do, I think it's 10 years over, right? It's just been such a long run. And I think time's up for him. He's got to win or I think that's it. It's just been too long.
Brian, I think you're right. And it's funny because as much as we mock or loathe, whatever you want to call it, Evans' takes at times. He said this, I think, before the season, or right at the beginning of the season.
That he was at the clock with Boone?
That he thought that this is going to be, I think it was like a prediction, a season prediction. He said this is going to be Aaron Boone's last season. Obviously caveating it, unless he wins a World Series.
Yeah.
And he based that on a couple of things. One, on what we're talking about now, this just consistent malaise that happens in June. It doesn't feel like there's an urgency, the lack of accountability with the players, and it doesn't feel like they're the great team that they should be in a weak American League. And then the other side of it was Brian Cashman usually gives guys 10 years.
Yeah, and when Cashman was on with Evan and I last year at the end of the year, he did say, yeah, like there is a clock on every manager. Like he admitted that. And I want to say Torrey was 14 and Girardi was 12. And I think we were doing like the pattern. Would he get to 10 for Boone?
Yes.
But either way, those guys also won at some point. Boone has not.
Right.
And for Torrey, a lot. You know, I don't know. When it comes to the Boone stuff, like what that caller just said, to me, it's about winning the World Series. Could you imagine a world where the Yankees don't make the World Series in this American League? I could make the case. This would be the most disappointing end to a Yankee season. And they've had eliminations in wild cards and division series. This Yankee team in this American League, where can you name the second best team in the AL? Is it the Rays? Is it the White Sox? This Yankee team doesn't make the World Series in this league?
Yeah. That would be, it would be disappointing because who's better than them?
Exactly. And no, I know.
I mean, nobody in the East. I mean, I know Tampa Bay is technically right now, but they're not better than them. The White Sox are not. Cleveland is not.
No.
Texas is not. No, Seattle is not.
A team that's still going to have, you would think, Cam Schlittler, Garrett Cole, and Max Fried in a postseason series cannot not make the World Series at American League.
That's right. They're 12 games over 500, despite how poorly they've played in the last 2 weeks.
And that's
and when you look at the West, they're basically 500 teams.
But that's what's so frustrating about the Yankees, because I don't want to have a Yankee conversation every summer where we talk about the caveat being the league stinks.
Yes.
How about the Yankees are just good enough?
Well, the only way you do that is if the league stinks. You become the Knicks, right?
Yeah.
The Eastern Conference stinks.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to blow their doors off.
That's exactly right. You know what I mean?
Tell us they stink. Sure. We agree with you.
Right.
We'll take down Atlanta in five. It was five.
It was five, yeah.
We'll sweep the 76ers. We'll sweep the Cavaliers. And then we'll take down the better Western Conference in five as well.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's okay to be in a weak conference. But if you are, you better dominate it.
Right. Go sweep the Rays in the division round. And go sweep the White Sox in the ALCS. And leave no doubt. And to be honest, the Yankees did that 2 years ago with the Royals and Guardians. There weren't sweeps because you had the big Christmas game with the Guardians.
Yeah.
And the Royals stole the game. I'm actually now forgetting that. Did the Yankees win in four? I think the Yankees won in four. I think the Royals stole the game. The point is, the Yankees dominated that run until they got there. They need to dominate this run now. And right now, if you ask them to go play baseball in the postseason, granted, they don't have a lot of their big guns. They're injured. You would have no confidence in that. John in Bergen County. John, what's up?
Hey, guys. I just want to know, how much of the blame do you think could go on Cashman for every year the same thing at that? Oh, we have Judge back, we have Stanton back, and failing to put together a good roster.
You know, John, thanks for the call. I actually think this roster is better than it's been in recent years. Think about the bench. Like, Ahmed Rosario is one of those old-school Yankee bench pieces that you would see, you know, like, Tim Raines-esque. I understand he's not a Hall of Famer. When they had Raul Ibanez a couple years ago, that's the kind of player like...
Right. There's a couple of holes.
Yeah.
And we've talked about them multiple times over the last couple of weeks. Catcher being primarily one. Maybe an extra arm in the bullpen. The starter I'm not really worried about because I think those guys will get healthy. But this is a really good roster. You talk about Rosario, but think about... Jose Caballero.
He's supposed to be a perfect utility guy. Yes, exactly. He's played a million positions for this team. And again, I mocked him yesterday. Even this Max Schumann's been a nice little find off the bench. But here's the problem. The Yankee roster's better, but their holes are like dark age holes. Like the catcher position, they're just not fielding a major league bat at the catcher position right now. They're not. And if they have to play Volpe, ideally you'd like Caballero to be your Swiss Army knife off the bench, but he's got to be your shortstop unless George Lombard gets it together and comes up. The outfield depth is there, but you need Trent Grisham back. I can't believe I'm saying that. You need, obviously, Judge back. And the other thing, you need Ben Rice to hit.
Yeah. Ben Rice has been bad over the last 5 or 6 days.
He's allowed to be criticized now. He's
gone 0-for-4 multiple times.
And he's become the second most important Yankee besides Aaron Judge in the lineup. Now, I know they have Cody Bellinger. I know they have Jash. You get the point, though. Ben Rice struggling like this at a time when Aaron Judge is out?
Yeah. Well, this is what shows you why he's not quite ready to be the Aaron Judge replacement. Because
Judge goes through dark spells. He had a bad month two years ago.
I understand that. But when Aaron Judge goes through these dark spells, it's almost as if everybody else kind of raises a little bit.
Yeah.
Right now, everybody's flat. Nobody's hitting. Spencer Jones had the two hits yesterday. That was basically it until Ahmed Rosario's pinch hit, home run. Other than that, there were no hit other than that. So when Aaron Judge is on, you know eventually he's going to come back around in a couple days.
Yeah.
It's been a week now for Ben Rice. And for a while, we thought he was MVP level. This is not MVP play from him.
No.
And Rice hitting 194 in his last 25 games.
Yeah, it's brutal. And I know he got a day off last week. Here's the problem. You can't even afford to give him days off. They're so thin. Like, Jazz Chisholm's not going to play tonight. And if he's not on the IL, that's a problem. Paul Goldschmidt's going to play tonight because he kills Skubal. I wouldn't mind giving Ben Rice another night off, but how could you do it? Because who's left to actually play for the Yankees if you sit Ben Rice?
Exactly.
It's insane.
Especially if Jazz is out, too.
They got nobody left. I mean, Max Schumann's going to hit fifth tonight. They got nobody left.